Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And I'm not going to ask you how you're enjoying your off week because they're, you know, you're working hard between the Big Ten tournament and getting ready for Selection Sunday, I know.
Yes, we are. And first off, thanks for having me on. I always love being on. And secondly, you know, what's so great is when you're still working in March and excited, that's always a great thing for our profession. And especially when, you know, you're comfortably in and you're not waiting on that notorious bubble. So I feel very, very grateful about that.
Jan, what did you and the team take away from the Big Ten tournament?
Yep. You know, I just love the way that, you know, we were really competing. We were playing at a really high level. You know, we were right there with that Ohio State game. And we just, you know, Taylor McCabe is my sharpshooter. I don't think she's ever gone 0-for in a game. And she was 0-for-6. And that was just really uncharacteristic. And, you know, we just needed one stop here or there. We needed, one bucket here or there. So I told them, you know, we can be disappointed for sure. And our hearts were hurting. But I didn't want them to, you know, ever doubt how good that they've become. And that's what we're just trying to focus on. You know, I'm just proud of the fact that they really flipped it. You know, we went through that adversity earlier in the Big Ten season, and for them to keep believing and working and ending up, we've won, I think, 10 out of our last 13 games and put themselves on that, you know, a really good side of that NCAA bubble. That was, I told them I don't think there was anybody but the folks in our locker room that thought we could probably do that. So I'm proud of them.
Well, you got to have the feeling that somebody owes you something a little bit. All of these losses coming down to the wire like that and having the, you know, the chance to do it. So maybe the best is to come.
Yeah. Well, that's what I hope. And, you know, you pour over your decisions, you know, everybody, you know, the couch coaches or whatever, you know, why did she shoot it at the end? Why didn't so-and-so? And, you know, every last second shot or you play, you draw up, there's different options for it, right? So, you know, you pour over that and I'm, you know, learning and growing, but I got to think that too. You know, we've had some really unique things that have happened. You know, at the end of that UCLA game a couple weeks ago, I actually got a call from the folks kind of in charge of officiating. I'm just like, yeah, that, you know, probably was, you know, that was a moving screen and this. Now, I'm with everybody listening. It's never the one play, right? If you get a stop in the first quarter, then you're not down, you know, two, right, or whatever. But it just has been kind of bizarre. Some of the things that kind of fell your other way. Had that call, you know, not been called, you know, maybe we end up, you know, upsetting UCLA too. So I guess what I'm saying is I think it's going to flip. And, you know, it flipped, you know, collectively when we started to get some wins, right? And now I'm going to think when we get into some of those tighter games, I think it's going to be our turn coming up.
Jan, we could talk about a variety of different players. One of my favorite players is Ava Hyden. And she really was big in the Big Ten tournament, you know, and she had to stay ready. She didn't play a whole lot in a lot of games, but the way she runs the floor and is effective at the rim, both hands, she reminds me, and I hate to say this, but maybe it's just because of the black hair and the position she plays, of another player.
Yeah, I tell you what, she's always reminded me of Megan Gustafson when I started to recruit her. And she is a little more wiry, a little bit more bouncier than Megan, but their ability to run the floor is really, really similar. And, you know, Ava's been an interesting story because always on, you know, natural and athleticism, she is, you know, right up there, would be ahead of Addie O'Grady. But she's also been like that little baby colt or that little baby fawn. You know, sometimes she's just in practice going in a lot of different directions. And so getting it, you know, going always in the direction we needed it to go, that takes a little bit of time. And I think there is kind of, timing when you're bringing along a young talent that you think is really going to be special is, if you're not completely bare, like if the cupboard's bare and you got to play a freshman, you know, they have all the grace in the world, right? But when you're having a Hannah Stahlke and Addie O'Grady, they've been there before, right? Addie had played some minutes in those, you know, great runs into the Final Four last year. And that consistency was showing up every day in practice. So there were a lot of lessons learned by Ava of, okay, I got to get a little better at this. I got to be a little patient here. But I could not have been prouder because I kept telling her, I'm like, look, there's going to be a time. There's going to be a time when the matchup is going to be perfect and you're going to be ready. And, you know, she may not always liked it, but she leaned into it and believed it. And I always felt that matchup with this Michigan State post. Her name is Grace Van Fluten. She's a little bigger version and older version of Ava. And I always thought, you know, if we get into that one, I think she's going to have to be the one. And thankfully, Ava was ready, and I couldn't have been prouder of her.
Well, it's not only Ava, but a lot of youngsters this year.
Yeah.
Losing Caitlin, losing Kate, losing Gabby, and everybody else, yeah. And then replacing them with Lucy Olson, and then a lot of other people that you know, probably looked up at the bright lights the first few games. And, you know, that had to be, yeah. It was difficult. It was not easy, but certainly they had made a lot of strides. And the future does look bright, and that includes with the class you got coming in next year as well.
Yeah, you know, I am really excited about the future, and I think that was the biggest challenge this year was really trying to get all of these kids understanding that, you know, the standard was pretty high, right, and the shadows were going to be big. And they were going to be guilty by association, right? I mean, with Caitlin and her big presence and then going to two back-to-back championship, national championship games, is we were going to get everybody's best shot. And they weren't going to understand that our roster, out of the 13 kids, 8 were new, brand new. And 2 out of the other 5, 3 of them never played, right? So you have Sid playing a lot and Hannah played a lot and then Addie. But no one else really had been there. So they took a lot of punches early just because they were Iowa, right? And then I think we started to lean in and meld and mesh. And so that's why I was so happy that, you know, this young team, especially the Ava Heidens and Taylor Strimlows and Aaliyah Guyton, the freshmen that have gotten to play a fair amount. Not as much as they're used to, but they're getting minutes in meaningful crunch time that I hope is going to bode well for us now going into the NCAA tournament, but also next year when we bring in a McDonald's All-American from California. Addie Deal is her name. We bring in a 6'5" post player out of Alaska. Her name's Layla Hayes. I think she's got a chance to be really special. And then a local talent from Davenport, Iowa, Journey Houston. So, you know, you have to replace Sid, obviously, and Lucy Olson has just been fantastic, but I'm hopeful that these young kids are going to, you know, be a new crop of fun.
Coach, you're certainly no stranger to the sidelines, but I'm curious what you might have learned this year in your first year as a head coach, be it in games, preparation, something you might not have expected.
Well, you know, I often have thought this. I was about as close as you could get with all those years being with Lisa, right? And I watched her, and I saw the stress. I saw the highs and the lows. We lived them together, but at the end of the day, you know, the head coach is the head coach. And I would say a couple big things. You know, I knew the job was going to be hard, right? But the knowing and the going through, that was definitely a whole different thing. Just because sometimes those shadows of Caitlin, and it was amazing, and Lisa is my personal goat, right? You're just, man, trying to live up to that. And that the only thing I just never wanted to, I just didn't want to let, you know, anybody down, right? The fan base is so fantastic and all of it. But, you know, because I'm so blessed. I mean, everything that I was a part of, I'll forever be a part of, right, in my associate or assistant role. And now moving forward, you know, I'm just so thankful I got the shot. But what I've learned is that, you know, for all those years I was coming at it as a personnel-based and being Lisa's right hand, the generals, you know, general things, offering my 2 cents here or there. But, you know, I was always coming at it through the post player's position in one position. Well, then coming over to this chair, the monitoring of all of it, right? The watching every position, the daily practice planning, and, you know, really meticulously deciding what goes into that practice and trying to make sure that you're putting the right thing in that lesson plan, if you will, every day. I'd say that was the biggest things is, you know, the scope of what you manage now. And, you know, I was pretty good at helping her manage it. But at the end of the day, right, when you shift over, you're no longer the helper. You're the one. So I think that was, you know, the pressure I'd felt there. And I think it was just different. You know, Lisa and I and Jenny Fitzgerald, we'd worked together for 32 years. So, I mean, I don't think there's many, you know, situations where, you know, that was just pretty cool and such a blessing, right? Is you think about working with someone for 32 years, you know, like when I shifted over, like I didn't have a Jan, right? I'm certainly not Lisa. But all those years of the unsung or, you know, unspoken communication and being through all those fires, I think that was really, I talked to her and Jenny every day, right, for 32 years, and all of a sudden they're not there. So that was kind of different. But with that being said, I love my staff. You know, they got Randy Peterson Henderson married to Duez Henderson. They played here at the same time. She was our first Big Ten post player, and she's great, great coach. I also got Sean Sullivan. He's a local Iowa City guy, played at Regina. Great coaching mind. He's been in the ACC. Abby Stamp is one of my all-time fave players, dear friend, great coaching mind. Raina Harmon, Tania Davis. I mean, we've grown and had a blast. So those are been really the fun part. But the difference was the managing every day. And I do think I've grown and gotten a lot better, but that was the biggest difference.
Coach Jan Jensen joining us here in a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class for a few more minutes here at 3:45. As you get ready for the NCAAs now and Selection Sunday, kind of the good run started when you went back to that lineup with Hannah in the middle.
Yep.
And it really started to develop. Hannah's a matchup problem. Yeah, she's not going to be as big as some of the other posts in the Big Ten. We know that, but she's quicker. And a lot of people saw, hey, boy, that was a lot like last year, except for 22's not out there, which you probably noticed too. But still, to have her back at that position, I think the plans are to stay with that and then bring people off the bench like Addie O'Grady and as you get ready for the NCAAs.
Yeah, and I think that was a good shift because Hannah missed all of last summer, so her outside shot wasn't able to be developed as much. Because she, you know, last year she made us better when we put her at the five. We were faster and, you know, then Caitlin was like Mahomes, right? And she was, you know, making a pass down to Kelsey and Hannah can just run the floor. So when I was kind of watching it, I wanted to utilize her size, right? And I thought, you know, if Hannah gets drafted next year, she'll certainly, you know, be playing a power forward. But as we went on, it just was clear that nobody was able to be at their best. Because when Hannah was at the four, most of the people who were starting to game plan, and then especially the Big Ten who knew us well, they started to sag off Hannah. So there was no room for Lucy to drive and get to the rim. There wasn't any room for Sid Offalter either because there was just a weight, you know, someone hanging out in there. And then even when Hannah was driving, she'd drive right into her own player. So I figured when we shifted her back to the five, then that meant Sid Offalter could go back to the four, and then Sid has been having a lot more success being a four and guarding a four. So the whole thing went a lot better, and when we started to put some wins together, boy, their confidence started to rise. So that will continue to be the game plan. And then with Ava Hayden and Addison O'Grady, if I need a little bit of bulk and just someone to, you know, go pound for pound, we can put Addie in there for a couple minutes. But then when we want to run them, you know, up and down the floor and get some boards, then I'm so glad that Ava Hayden's developing.
Last from me, Jan, and I'm not very good at predictions, but I did make a prediction a few weeks ago that has failed. I predicted that you may not ever get a technical foul. because of, you know, you're a nice person and whatnot, but some people get pushed to the brink. Just among friends, do you want to talk about that, Tech?
I know, you know what? I do think I'm a pretty nice guy type of character, you know, but I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of the pressure I'm learning. But the refs, they can send me to an orbit that I didn't know I could get to. And I kind of got pushed to the brink a couple of times at home. I haven't been proud of it, right? Get a little too hot. But I'm just thankful that I do think it might have been the right time. Now, would I have said that had we lost? Who knows? I'm glad I don't have to fret about that. But, yeah, I guess I have shown that I can get a little hot. And I would say that probably a lot of people may not have taken the bet. We'd have got the 22 wins this year when you think of Luthen and Caitlin. And they probably wouldn't have bet that I got a technical. They'd have been there with you. But I don't even cuss much, but the refs had made me cuss a couple times, too. So I don't know what's happening.
Well, a lot of people with a lot of questions. I think we got most of them answered here. But several people saying just to tell you congratulations, and they're excited for the future, exceeded expectations this year. And as you go into the NCAA tournament, you know you're not going to be hosting, so that's going to be a little bit different. But going through the Big Ten, especially now with the expanded Big Ten, I don't think anything is going to shock or surprise you as you get ready to go on the road.
Yeah, I think that's a true statement. I think, we've been prepared. I mean, everything from last year to this year has just been so different. In so many ways, the job that I have now, wasn't nearly what Lisa had. It just the revenue share, the collective presence, the NIL push, the constant presence of the portal. And then the Big Ten, we only play Nebraska twice. So you never get a chance to, right or wrong. Like we lost a lot of close ones. And you think, man, I wish I'd have played more zone. Or next time we're going to double her at the block. But when you only go through once, man, the pressure can be pretty, pretty great. So I feel like we are seasoned. I think we should feel, really, I told the players they should be proud of what they've accomplished. And now if we can just use, all that confidence and, it's all about matchups. The seed can be a respectful thing. But, man, all coaches will tell you, you can give us a lower seed, but just give us a better matchup. And we are the only ones that know what kind of matchups we like and what we don't like. So I'm just hoping we get a great first round team that I feel good about. And then who knows what can happen in the second round with the higher seed.
Very true. Very true. Hey, Jan, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. Have a fun week and a fun tournament. And I think I speak for a lot of folks. It's been another terrific year down in Iowa City. So keep it up.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you having me on. Just thank the world of you guys, and thanks for covering us. And God bless, and go Hawks.
All right. Thanks, Jan. Jan Jensen, the women's basketball coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available.